Hi, I'm your host, Chris Graham, and welcome to the Become Limitless podcast. Welcome back to the Become Limitless podcast. This week's episode, we're going to talk about finding your why. In this episode, I wanted to cover a few topics in regards to finding your why. We want to look at, what do I mean by finding your why? What does finding your why mean? What does that even, in the context of life, in the context of you as an individual, what does that mean? What's the purpose of finding your why? What do you need a why for? What could we possibly need a why for? What's the reason that we need a why? And then I'm going to go over finding your why, how to actually find it. So once we've got what I'm talking about, what purpose we need the why for, how do we find it, and of course, some little tricks and tips that I've used to keep bringing that why up when we need it. Okay, let's get straight into this episode. So what am I talking about when I'm talking about finding your why? So you can think of it as something that gives you reason, gives you purpose towards doing any goal or in any area or aspect of your life. It gives you the motivation when you're down. It gives you the drive when you're not necessarily feeling like exercising or feeling like doing your business, working on your business, going to work, involving yourself with your family, like doing so many different things. Your why can be very powerful and is usually the most powerful thing to keep you going, to keep you motivated, to keep you pushing towards your goals, your dreams, what you want to do. And that's your why. So that covers a lot of what I'm talking about. And then obviously the purpose of a why. What is the purpose of a why? It's just to motivate you, to get you out of bed in the morning early when you say you want to exercise. It's to really make you focus on your diet. It's when you're thinking, you know what, I've got to just eat rubbish today. I'm not going to be good. I'm not going to eat well. And then you think of your why in regards to that aspect of your life, in your like your fitness, your health. Do I want to live healthier and longer? Do I want to live an abundant life? Do I want to live a certain way? And your why will fuel that. That's the purpose of your why, to fuel your desires, to fuel your motivation, to fuel your power, your willpower inside you to keep at it, keep going, be consistent. Doing all these things we talk about on this channel that I've like we do so many things like we should be doing this, you should be doing that, you should be doing this. You know, I go on all that. But how do we keep at that? Because it's human nature to relax a little bit, or that's probably not the right term, but we lose desire, we lose focus, we lose motivation when it comes to those things we want. It's exciting to start with, and we love the exciting stuff, don't we? We like to get out there and be having a go at a new sport, starting a business, it's exciting to start with. And then the reality sets in where you don't get the same dopamine hits as you would when you first start. And therefore you start to lose that chemical motivation. We start to have to look on and rely on a why, a reason deeper than the good feeling, the chemical feelings, the superficial reasons like I want more money, I want these things. Like you might think that it's your why, you want to have financial freedom, you want to be doing this, that, everywhere, I want to have a six pack, or I want to be a certain body weight percentage of fat, I want to be this, that, and you think that's your why, that's your goal. And this episode we're going to go into why that isn't, why is that the case, why isn't that your why? Because you'll find that's not enough. That's just superficial, as I said earlier. It's not enough for you to keep going. Your brain will find reasons, find excuses to stop you. It'll go, you know what? I don't want to do this right now. And you'll be like, it's all right. I can go back to. And then you fall back into doing habits that didn't support your goals, your dreams, your desires. And unless you've got a strong enough why, a good enough why, you won't get out of bed when it's hard. You won't do the things that you want to do. So for myself, today is a perfect example. I just had finished a night shift and I didn't have the best night. I didn't have the best night's sleep. But you have to find the why to get up. I had to have a why. Why do I want to get up? What do I want to still do the work? What do I want to still get out and exercise? What is my purpose in that regard? And as an example, especially for exercise and eating healthy, is I want to live a happy, healthy life and live long enough to see my kids grow up and be amazing human beings that they're capable of. I want to see that. I want to experience that. So, you know that when that happens, when I feel like I'm just going to roll back over and go back to sleep, that something clicks. Something goes, oh, no, I want to be alive. I want to be healthy. I want to be the fittest 70, 80-year-old I could possibly be. And then I can interact with further generations of my family, my kids' kids, my kids' kids' kids. I want to be the person that is able to run around like crazy at 80 or 90, that has crazy amounts of energy that shouldn't have energy. The person everybody looks at and goes, how are you got so much energy? You're 80, 90, what are you doing? I want to be that person. And it fuels a lot of the decisions and a lot of things that I do in my life. And that's my why. I want to be this healthy person that my kids can look up to and see that you don't have to go out and drink. You don't have to eat certain foods. You can be healthy. You can do the crazy stuff like cold showers, ice baths. You can stop eating meat. You can do all these different things, and they can work for you. Try things. I want to be an example to my children. I want to set a really good example of how a healthy person can be and how it can be easy, how it can make your life so much better, so much vibrant. Because I haven't felt as good as I've felt in a long time doing what I'm doing right now. And I want to set that example, and that's my why. And you've got to find that for yourself. That's the tricky part. Try to find that why that you have in there. That's going to give you the fuel, the motivation to get up in early, to keep with the diet. Because it's so easy to skip like a diet to, oh, I'm going to eat sugar or I'm going to binge on whatever the case may be for you. But for me, it's definitely sugar and binging on that. So I've got to stop binging on the sugar big time. And you've really, really, really got to find a good reason. If you feel like you've got a why already and you can still sidestep it, you can still put it to the side or shelve it as to setting, going towards your goals and going, you know what, today I'm just not going to do it. Today I'm going to have a rest. Or it should be a crazy thing that eats you up on the inside if any second you start to slack off, any second you start to feel like, you know what, I just, this isn't for me, or I don't want to keep doing this. This is too much effort. If that's you, then your why isn't good enough. And I am, in later on in this episode, going to detail what you can do to find your why, to really dig deep into that brain of yours, your subconscious, and really trigger some really strong emotional charge towards what you want to do. Because the motivation of these superficial things like money isn't going to do it. It's not going to be enough. Because there's going to be a time and point where you go, I just don't want to put any more effort in to making this money. It's not worth it. How can I don't want to do this anymore. And you're going to stop. You stop making money. You're going to stop making the money that you're pushing towards the dreams that you have. So you've got to really find this why. And it's so powerful when it happens. And I'm not going to say I've got my whys all in a row either. And I don't want people thinking that if you haven't got a why and you haven't got that sorted, that there's something wrong. It's okay. People can have different experiences in life and not have their whys and not have that all sorted out. And no one really does. You see these people that are pushing towards the moon pretty much. It looks like they're pushing towards the moon. They've got pretty substantial whys in that aspect of their life. But you will find that they're not sorted out throughout the rest of their life. They're not got it all their ducks lined up in a row for every aspect of their life. But what you can do is see these people that have got their whys, that have got the drive, the motivation in different aspects of their lives, and you can start to model off that. What do they do? How do they do that? Where do they get their why? What is their why? Have they even talked about their why? You can start to look at other people's inspiration. And now we're going into the little bit into the next topic of how do we find our why? You can look at other people. That's the first step you can do. You can look at other people. How do they find their why? You can listen to me. And you can start to look at how I find my why, how I formulate my why, and the reasons why I have a why behind what I do. And the more we have awareness, I say it a lot, the more we have awareness, the more power we have over situations, circumstances, and scenarios that go in our lives, and how we can really push through and power ourselves into doing things we never thought we could do. For myself, doing an Ironman, the motivation during that race, and there were so many times I could have gone, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to keep pushing. I'm done. My body's spent. I get to the end of a 180-kilometer bike ride, and still got a marathon to go, and I'm like, I just don't want to do this. Why am I doing this? And it's when the why, that's when the why kicks in. And my why was my family are watching. They're experiencing this as well. All these people along the sidelines are watching me run, are watching me compete in this Ironman. And how much of an example am I setting if I can just go, ah, oh, it's too hard, stop? What kind of example is that? I know there's certain times where you might be injured and you might not be able to keep going, and that's okay. But for myself, it was literally just a mental block where I just didn't want to finish. And my why of setting an example for my kids, showing them what is possible, what can be done, if you just stick to it, put your mind to it, was heaps of fuel for me to keep going. And then it changed my mindset. When I had that why, it changed the way I then looked at the end of that race. It wasn't 42 kilometers. It was at half, 21, 2K intervals for me. Get to a 2K mark, get to the next aid station, replenish, walk, rest as much as you can when you're walking, then back into it again. So it's very powerful that my why actually changed the way I thought about the scenario. And you can imagine how many different ways you can think about something when you talk about your diet, you talk about your exercise. I don't want to exercise today. Well, what can you do? If you do lifting, if you lift weights or something like that, and you just don't feel like lifting weights, well, what can I do differently? I have to be out there, I have to be exercising, I have to be doing something. What can I do instead? And changing that mindset from your why, and how your why can really just open up the boundaries of, I'm not stopping, I'm not quitting, I'm not doing this right now, I'm not letting the excuses tell me what to do. And the why can stop you making those excuses bigger. Let those excuses creep in, let you stop. So then your brain opens up. It gives you the answers that you need. It gives you the answers that you want. And it's amazing when you allow your brain to do that. All right, let's get into how do we find this magic why that I've been talking about for the last 10 minutes? Like what, how does this why come about? How do I find my why? Because it's tricky to find. It is hard to find that sweet spot. And I've got this next strategy of the seven whys, or asking yourself seven times in regards to a certain question, will get you to the depths of your subconscious, to the depths of your mind, and find out why you actually want to do something or have a reason to do something. So it's very important that I acknowledge that it's not my thing. I didn't make up the seven whys. It was I got it off Dean Graziosi, who obviously learned it from someone else, but it's very powerful. And I've done it a couple times to try and work out why do I want to do something. And I do want to apologize if you can't hear the rain. It is currently raining, so if you can't hear it, I do apologize for that sound in the background. Anyway, back on topic. So the seven whys, what we're going to do is you're going to write down a reason for doing something or a goal. What do you want to do? So let's say I want to be financially free. Okay, that's a fantastic thing to be. Why? Ask yourself why. That's once. I want to be financially free. Let me just spit that out. I want to be financially free. Why do you want to be financially free? Because it's the question. Then ask yourself why for that question. That's two. You go through and you do this seven times. You could tell you ask yourself. You could have your partner, your wife, your husband, your kids, your friends ask you as well. I find that you'll get better results if another person asks you the why, then you can give them an answer. And if they like, no, that's what you pretty much said. Really dig deep. really open up, and it's funny how your brain will start to evolve the answer. And I found myself, when I wanted to be financially free, was my actual why was to have control over when, where, and how much I earned. So I could spend the time I want to spend with my family, with my kids, and not have to worry about that money. It was amazing to dig deep and remember going, I'm doing all this stuff. I'm doing this online store. I'm doing this podcast. I'm doing these things. And the underlying thing is to have control of my life, to have the power to say, I want to take this microphone I've got here and the camera with the computer, with a laptop, and I can record anywhere I want to record. And as long as I've got internet, I can upload. And I can do that wherever I want with my family. That's the power. That's the why that I've got. So that's the first one. Seven questions of why. Seven whys. Start with your statement of why you want to do it, why you think you want to do something, and ask yourself seven times. And you will find that that's the root, the real reason why. The real reason why you want to do something. So now the next one is, what has moved you into action before? What's really just, you've had no reason, you had no excuse that could happen, nothing could get in your way, you were a bull at a gate, you just went for whatever it was. You had no thought, even almost, in the opposite direction of, I can't do this, or I don't want to do this, or this is too hard, or, and you just kept at it. What was that? What was that? What was the reason you did that then? I want you to think back and reflect on what you've done previously, because that is so powerful, because you've probably had the answers to your questions already. So find it. Find the answer to your questions. Find that reason. Now, when you do look back at that, really evaluate, does it still apply now? It's very important that you gain that awareness of, does it apply still? Do I still have kids that are with me at home? Are they grown up? Was my why before because I had nothing and now I do have something? Is it harder to relate to that why that I had? And they should be ever evolving. So that moves to the next strategy that we have is, does it apply? Are we using whys that no longer apply anymore to us? So you've worked at your whys. And do I need to work them out again? Do I need to recalibrate my why? Do I need to find out what my new why is? Does it, because it needs to reflect your life, and your life should be ever changing. It should be always changing. Because that's the beauty of life. Just it's a constant evolving thing, and we're constantly changing, adapting, growing, and becoming these amazing human beings, becoming limitless. And it's really, really important that we adapt our whys to that. So the other thing we want to do as well is, what emotions drive you? Now I want you to really think about it, because for some, because we're all unique, amazing individuals, we've got different motivations. Different things motivate us. So, for instance, myself is love for my family really is a strong motivator for me. I find anger is, or that frustration can be a motivator towards doing work or exercise, but I find I get better results when I'm happy, when I'm exercising, where it's a joyful thing to be doing. And it's all about finding that emotional charge that you can put on whatever your why is and really feeling it. Because we've already gone over a lot of this information when it comes to using an emotion with a thought to supercharge what you want to manifest in your life as well. So this happens as well when you want to push towards something, isn't it? Or you want to motivate yourself, you find the reason why, and then couple it to a powerful emotion that you've had previously work for you in that context, in that sense that works for you, in that aspect that we're working towards. So it's really, really powerful to find an emotion, then find that reason, that why, put them together, and supercharge your results, supercharge you towards what you want to do, your goals, your desires. Now, using your why. This is the tricky part. A lot of people think, okay, I've got my why, it's powerful. I've got an emotion I want to use behind it. I want to supercharge myself. But then I get stuck. My brain switches off. My brain doesn't want to do it. I don't even think about it. I'm not very focused. I'm not very aware. I'm not in the moment. All those things. And that there is the answer as to what you can do to really start to be able to bring that why in. So at 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm waking up, I struggle to have my why come up because I'm just bombarded with excuses. But I've learned to turn that into a trigger. When the excuses come in, like, oh, I'll just roll over, it's really comfy in bed, or it's been cool outside, roll back over, get in your comfy bed, nice and warm. That's the trigger for me to go, think about your why. Get that emotional charge up. Get it going. Push power, push power. It's focus, focus, focus. It's just what I tell myself every time that an excuse starts to pop in. Boom, it's an internal subconscious trigger, and I want you to start develop your own internal subconscious trigger. I got it out. Once you've done that, you'll then find that whenever you come up with these excuses start to pop up. You can start to go, oh, boom, that's a reason why I want to bring my why up. I want to bring my emotional charge up. I want to change the way my brain is thinking, my thoughts are going on right now, because I've got to start thinking in segregating and changing the way I'm looking at this situation, circumstance, or scenario in my life. I'm pushing myself towards this powerful but limitless life that I want. So that's all I have for this episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. I'm very grateful for this podcast and how much it's grown. It's amazing to see that I'm almost up to 12,000 plays on this podcast, which is absolutely amazing, and it's all down to each and every one of you listening. So I do want to say a huge thank you. I hope you're enjoying the content. If you have any suggestions, if you have any feedback on my podcasts, don't hesitate to leave comments down on the YouTube channel, on the Facebook page, on the Instagram page. Direct message me on Facebook. You can also send a voice message in on Anchor. And I would love your feedback and love your support as well. So thank you very much for listening. And until next time, stay limitless.